And I'll tell you right now, it doesn't make a difference if this gag order is unconstitutional. It doesn't make a difference if Michael Cohen can basically say whatever he wants. The goal is to hurt Trump's chances to win this election. It's not going to work. The public realizes this, but that's the whole goal of this proceeding.
Well, the part that caught my ear is, how do you put somebody in jail for future violations? I mean, that sounds like a state that a nation that is not run by a president, not even a dictator, but a terrorist.
Harris, I have never in my 35 years of practicing law seen any legal proceeding such as the one we're witnessing right now. And again, they want to do not only they don't want to have not only this case, but other cases to go after Trump. We've talked about it before, and I apologize. This is all to hurt Trump politically, and they will do anything. And this judge, I think he's compromised. It'll be quite interesting to see what his ruling will be on the gag order.
You think the judge is compromised?
He's compromised because he should have been recused from this case. He was placed in this position to inflict this type of political damage to Trump. And I'll tell you right now, he cannot be impartial given the fact of his daughter, given the fact of his situation with the district attorney and how he was selected for this particular case.
You know, I mentioned before, I mean, it feels like legal terrorism.
Good evening, Tampa Bay. Good evening. This is Bill Cochran. This is the Only in America show. And we're going to talk a little bit about that trial going up in New York City right now going on. And how about Columbia University problems there? What's going on in New York City right now? A few years ago, it was COVID. COVID had the whole city shut down. And today, the politicians have the whole city on edge. Nobody knows what to do in New York City right now. Everybody's wondering what is going on. Is there a conspiracy going on in the courthouse? You know, is the thing fixed, the trial? You know, the Fox News host asked that. She wanted to know if the judge has been compromised. Well, you decide if you're watching that. If you're watching politics right now, especially with this with this administration right now, where he is using the DOJ to do everything he can to take down his guy that's running against him, Donald Trump. The administration, the DOJ, and everything they can do to take down Donald Trump, who is the GOP nomination right now for the President of the United States, where we will vote in under 200 days. It's not going to be that long before Election Day takes place and people are going to be able to go out to the polls. And what's going to go on this summer? A lot of people think there's going to be a lot of friction. And when you see what's going on in the college campuses right now between the protesters over the Hamas, you know, defended Hamas, who went in and almost, you know, is trying to destroy Israel, but they're trying to take them those colleges over. Columbia University's closed right now. They're on the back to the old work from home, you know, go on Zoom, I guess. And that's how they're going to do their college, $70,000 a year, $70,000. Yale, Columbia, how many others are going to shut down because of this? This is not something that is Americans are used to. We're not used to seeing this take place right now, but it's a whole new situation going on in the country right now as we speak. And as we're on this radio, the live radio, the mic is, I mean, the phones are open right now, 727-441-3000, 727-441-3000, if you want to give us a call, and maybe you can talk about what you feel. How do you feel right now with the gasoline prices, what they are right now? Well, they stabilized a little right now, but when you look at California, they say $7 a gallon at the pump in California. Florida's not $4 yet, but it seems like it's heading that way in Florida. And all throughout the country, inflation is taking over the people's pocketbooks. People aren't especially used to this in America. You know, we want to see things get calmed down, you know, especially in the streets. And how you doing, Juan? We got Juan here with me, the producer. How are you?
He's
got his headset on and he's doing okay. And it's
It's
kind of hot. Is it a little hot in here? Do you got the air on?
Oh no, there is okay.
You got your jacket on. You're complaining it's too hot. Yeah, I mean, it's too cold. Yeah, but okay. And nice to see you. We'll be here for the next hour. Thanks. And the country, I don't know, is broken right now. I feel under the Biden administration, we're broken. We're really hurting. You know, he said he was going to unite the country. He was going to bring everybody together when he ran for president. You know, after enduring him for 8 years under President Obama, everybody thought that Joe Biden was finished. And then Hillary ran for president against Trump, and she got beat. She never admitted that she was beat. She always thought that she didn't get, it wasn't fair. And so then Donald Trump gets elected, and he won. He won the election in 2016, and he ran this country in a way that it had never been run before by a president. He was an outsider. He came in and, took over, and right away he started to go to work on the economy. And the economy, which was kind of not percolating the way it should have been under Obama, President Obama and Joe Biden, Donald Trump took it and he opened up the oil industry to a place where they'd never been before. And America became energy independent under Donald J. Trump. America started to pump. It started to sell oil. Donald Trump calls it black gold, and that's what it is. The oil industry was humming under Donald Trump. You know, oil was $40 a barrel. Now it's almost 100. It's pushing 100. There was peace in the war under Donald Trump. He got peace going on in the world, and he brought the country to a different place. But they was after him the whole time that he was president. The whole time that he was the president of the United States, he had different investigations going on, and now they're trying to put him in jail in New York City. They're trying to put him in jail so that he cannot run for president in November, so that he cannot be your president in November, so that he cannot beat Joe Biden fair and square. They want to take him out of the nomination. That's what they want to do, and that's what they're doing with this trial. This trial that actually in a normal world would never even have gotten to the place that it's at right now, but now it's in New York, and Donald Trump has to go every day for about 6 to 8 weeks, they say, as long as they want to have him, keep him off the campaign trail, keep him out of the public's eye for those hours, because it is a closed door trial. Nothing on TV, not like OJ. Not like the OJ trial, not like some of the other high-profile trials. They didn't want American people to see Donald Trump in the courthouse. And I don't know, they didn't dare. They didn't dare have Donald Trump in the courthouse on trial. But that's different. Donald Trump is going on the weekends. That's different. Donald Trump still continues to push forward for America, to make America great again. This is what he wants to do. And this is why he's got so many supporters. There's so many people backing Donald Trump right now that love him, that really want to see him win. We've got some clips today that we're going to be playing. I think I've got one, a pretty good one, of the Donald Trump I don't know if that one's up, but you can play one there if you want. Juan, play one of the clips that I gave you, and go ahead.
Letitia James, she campaigned on the fact that I will get Trump. I'm going to get Trump, and it has to do with a bond of $175 million. First of all, she doesn't want me to participate with financial companies in New York, so we have a company, I guess, based in California. It's a bonding company. And I put up $175 million in cash, but she says the bonding company is not good. She doesn't like the bonding company because she doesn't know if the collateral is good. And I put up $175 million in cash, and she's questioning the bonding company. Well, when you put up cash, and the number is $175, which is what we're supposed to be putting up, but I give it in cash, she shouldn't be complaining about the bonding company.
the bonding company would be good for it because I put up the money.
Trump put up the money and the cash, and it wasn't good enough for the district attorney. You know, they want Trump. They want Trump out of the situation. They want him out totally. Like Chuck Schumer said, we can make your life miserable, Donald, if you go up against the grain of the swamp. And Donald Trump is doing that. He shook up the swamp for the 4 years that he was president. When he came down the escalator, the golden escalator, in June of 2015, he came down and he announced that he was going to run for president. And that was 9 years ago, almost. 9 years ago this summer, Donald Trump decided he was going to run for president. And he won. And he became president. And when he took office, the first thing he did was he opened up the pipeline. But he not only did that, but he was a president of law and order. And for the first few years of his presidency, the country was doing great. He was doing a wonderful job. And then COVID came along from China. China brought the COVID into America from the Wuhan lab. And it was just an amazing thing to see that China was all of a sudden... Dr. Fauci was, you know, took the place of the president. Dr. Fauci and Mike Pence, the phony Mike Pence, who everybody thought was helping Trump, but he really wasn't helping Trump. All Mike Pence was doing was going behind his back, and everybody's seen it now. Everybody sees the big house that Pence lives in. Everybody was taken by Dr. Fauci and thinking that Dr. Fauci was really going to help you and me and America through COVID. Did he help? Vaccination? Joe Biden mandating vaccinations, and thousands and thousands and thousands of people lost their jobs because of Joe Biden's mandate with the vaccine. Yeah, the vaccine came from Trump. Trump was the one that got the vaccine. Operation Warp Speed. Does anybody remember? Does anybody remember Donald Trump when America was moving so wonderful, so good? Does anybody think back of Donald Trump when he was the president, when he was in charge? How did you sleep at night? Did you sleep better, American? Did you think that America was in better place than under Obama and Biden? 8 years of doom and gloom. 8 years of Barack Obama. Hey, and what happened to Barack's chef up in New York? What happened? They say he drowned. He drowned in about 2 feet of water, I think. The chef. Nobody knows. Off Martha's Vineyard. Obama with his multi-million dollar houses all over the world. Chicago, he wants to make a $2 billion shrine for himself in downtown Chicago. And if I'm wrong, maybe I'm wrong, but I feel that Obama is in his third term right now under Joe Biden. That's what I think. I think Obama is running the country right now. Hey, maybe I'm wrong. Yeah, I'm bound to be wrong. A lot of people are wrong. Is anybody right in the White House today? Is there anything good going on in Washington right now? Ukraine? We're sending billions and billions and billions and billions of dollars to Ukraine. People say, well, at least we don't have to send our men over there. And I'm not convinced that we're not sending some men over there. Maybe we are. When is that war going to ever end? When? Is it a never-ending bleed of America bank account? Keep printing the money? Keep printing the money? $35 trillion in debt right now. $35 trillion. $35 trillion. Stomach that, America, right now. Stomach what they're taking from you right now. The swamp. Drain the swamp. Well, the swamp is draining the American people. The swamp is draining the American people. There's something wrong right now today in politics. And when the DOJ and the FBI and the CIA can be weaponized, And the Department of Justice under Merrick Garland can come after anybody that has a voice against them. When they can put a guy like Peter Navarro in prison in Miami for 4 months, a 74-year-old man that worked with Trump, and they can put him in jail for 4 months, a man that's never been in prison before because he didn't answer a subpoena, because he felt that he was under the presidential guidelines where he didn't have to answer the subpoena. Did Hunter Biden go to jail? Did this Mendez, the New Jersey senator, go to jail? Here's what he has. The 70-year-old faces 18 counts. Him and his wife accepted $566,000 in cash, $150,000 in gold bars, a Mercedes-Benz, a desktop from businessman Fred Dobbies. Can you imagine? They push back that trial. That trial is not that important, you know, but Donald Trump's is. Donald Trump, Alvin Bragg, Letitia James, and all of them want to get Donald Trump. They want to put him behind bars. The man. Do you remember the man when he was in the White House? Was anybody afraid when Donald Trump was in the White House? Did anybody fear that they couldn't go to the grocery store and maybe buy a loaf of bread and maybe a gallon of milk and maybe go to the gas station and fill your tank up for under whatever, $2 a gallon? Does anybody remember $1.80 a gallon under Donald Trump? Does anybody remember when inflation was so low that they didn't even talk about it? Does anybody remember when Donald Trump had a secure border? The border. Donald Trump said, I'm going to build the wall and Mexico is going to pay for the wall. Well, Mexico didn't give him any cash. But Mexico did send 20,000 plus soldiers to the border. That's got to be worth something. That's got to be worth something to Mexico. Mexico, who Donald Trump said, you don't stop that, Mr. President of Mexico. I'm going to put a tariff of everything. Every car that comes into this country, I'm going to put a tariff. Things stopped. China, they were worried about Trump. They were worried about Trump. She was worried about Trump. He didn't know what to do. You know, Donald got billions and billions of dollars in trade allowances from China. How about Kim Jong-un? Does anybody remember Kim Jong-un? Does anybody remember the Rocket Man? The Rocket Man under Donald Trump was kept in check. And was China going after Taiwan back then? Does anybody think of that? Does anybody remember the war in Ukraine that came out of nowhere from Russia because Biden decided to pull us out of Afghanistan in August? That August, that sad day in August when we lost 13 brave, brave soldiers at the airport in Afghanistan. Do you remember when the planes took off? People were hanging off the bottom of those planes as Al-Qaeda went in and took over the city and the airport that's within 80 miles of China. Within 80 miles of China. $90 billion worth of military equipment, munitions, the night goggles. The best stuff we had, it was left there in Afghanistan under Joe Biden. So the old rat up there in Russia, Vladimir Putin, he sniffed blood. He sniffed it. He looked at Joe Biden and he saw a weak president. He figured, you know, even Obama was a weak president. These presidents that we've had, some of them have been great. But Obama and Biden are two of the worst absolute worst presidents that have ever occupied 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. And you can take that to the bank and you can believe it because it's true. And if you want to call me and discuss it, we got the lines are open, 727-441-3000. 727-441-3000. 866-326-1340. That's the, but you can call on the 727 number for free if you're listening to me. What do you think? What do you think about the country right now? Are you better off now? Are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? Do you know where all these buses are going filled with people? Filled with people, millions of them, to a tune of millions of people. Do you know what countries they're from? Do you know what they're going to do in the country? Are they going to work? Are the American people going to have to support them? Is the country going to continue to print money? Billions and billions of dollars going overseas. Congress is just passing bills like no tomorrow, send it up to Schumer in the Senate, and he signs it, and then Joe Biden sends it out, and hey, we're never going to get out of debt in America, I don't think. But I believe that if Donald Trump wins the White House in November, things will get better. I believe things will get better. Don't give up on America. America is the greatest country. We've just got a bad time right now that we're going through. I mean, did anybody ever think that there would be a trial for an ex-president, an indictment, and a trial going on right now in 2024 in America? Did anybody ever think that that would happen in this country, that a president who was always considered off-limits after he got out of office? And everybody knows that if Donald Trump wasn't running for president again right now, he probably wouldn't be in any courtroom, any courthouse. He lived his whole life fighting to give people jobs, working to make a living, helping New York City become a city that people loved. The city that Donald Trump helped build, kind of like they said Babe Ruth built the Yankee Stadium. Well, Donald Trump has helped build New York City, the skyline, some of the most beautiful buildings in the city of New York were developed by Donald Trump Enterprise. They know it. The man from Queens, father from Queens, went in there to New York and they did a great job as developers. Some of the nicest golf courses in the world were developed by Donald Trump. They know it. What is it that makes people hate him so much? What is it that makes people not like Donald Trump so much? It's the narrative. It's the narrative that they've made up. And I mean the news media, the cable news media, the news media, the print news media, like the Washington Post, like the New York Times. They've made a narrative that Donald Trump, all of a sudden, because he's running for president in 2015, he decided to run for president. They decided, let's destroy this businessman, this developer, this man that helped shape America into a place that it hadn't been in many, many years under his 4 years. This man that did more in the first year of his presidency than Obama's done in his 8 years with Obama and, well, 3 years now. We're still with Obama. Mike Pence turned on him. So many of the people turned on Donald Trump. They call them never Trumpers. They call them people that, Trump, we don't ever want to see Trump back in the swamp. Well, I want to see him back. Millions of people want to see him back. There's millions of people that love Donald J. Trump. Millions. Not hundreds. not thousands, not tens of thousands, not hundreds of thousands, but millions and millions and millions of Americans love Donald J. Trump and want him to be president again. They want to see the elections fair. They want to see it fair. 2020, with all the ballots that went out, people stayed home. People were afraid to go to the voting booth because of COVID. People were afraid to even go to the grocery store because of COVID. The government wants to get bigger, wants the American people to get smaller, wants to take away everything that you have and make you feel like having nothing is the way it should be. They want you to drive an electric car that you can't afford, that its batteries are made in China. They want to get rid of the gasoline-driven cars that Americans have been driving for years that were made in Detroit. Many of them made in America. Gasoline engines. They want the kids to ride in an electric school bus that they know won't be able to get up a hill in the winter. They want to have a narrative that climate change. Who is behind climate change? Climate hasn't changed that much. What happened when Al Gore said that the seas were going to rise, they said? Everything's going to happen. Bernie Sanders, he used to say that, oh, climate change, this climate is changing. Well, I don't think Vermont's climate has changed that much, Bernie. They're getting older. John Kerry, getting older. George Soros, he's retired. He's out of it, 94 years old. His son's trying to keep up the legacy that George Soros has given us under the money he spent to destroy the Americans' way of life and push a progressive leftist. Well, yeah, I guess socialist, maybe communist. Open borders, have it all, you know. America's no good anymore. George Soros never thought America was good, but America is good. America's the greatest country on the world, ever has been, ever will be. There'll never be another America. This country is bound to come back. It's bound to come back again. And I believe that Donald Trump will find a way. He's just that kind of a person. He builds skyscrapers for a living. He developed golf courses, you know. A lot of people don't like him, but a lot of people do. And that's the American way, because we have a right. We have a right to free speech. We have a right to be able to speak about what is going on. But they're trying to censor your rights. They're trying to take away the rights of people. Look at what happened to Twitter when Twitter had took down a lot of those things about Hunter Biden during the election. Does anybody remember that? And then a guy like Elon Musk, the richest guy on the planet, decides to buy Twitter for $40 billion and opens the social, kind of sets the playing field a little more fair now than it was under Jack Dorsey, the guy that started Twitter. And Mark Zuckerberg, he's maybe never going to come around, but something's going to happen with Facebook if they don't change. He changed the name to Meta. Now it's Meta. Twitter now doesn't have the same name. It's X. So things change. You know, in America, things change. They keep going. They're getting rid of TikTok, which I don't see anything wrong with that. A lot of people like TikTok. A lot of people love TikTok, you know. Let the Chinese get all your information. They probably have it anyway by now. Are we doomed as a country? Are we? Have we had it? When you look at Columbia University, you look at the protesters, you look at the kids, you just say to yourself, that stuff's got to be, those people must be paid. That's got to be organized in some way. That couldn't have just happened overnight. All those kids came out of nowhere. What happened to the studies? This is the end of the year. Don't they ever have exams? Don't they want to graduate? Don't they want to get out of college? Or they just want to sit around in their tents? Now they're built. Where'd all the tents come from? Does anybody know? You know, does anybody really know what's going on. But a lot of it you're just seeing on Twitter. Here it is on Fox News. They're talking about the, they're showing pictures of the Columbia University, the kids out there in the park. You know, it's an amazing thing to see how quick. Back in Vietnam Day, we had protests. I remember, you know, Vietnam, when people protested. Remember Kent State? Remember Berkeley? Remember the protests? The people protested Vietnam. They had a right. That's what America's all about. People have a right to protest peacefully, is what they say. But do they have a right to destroy an ex-president's life and drag him into court so that he won't run against a political adversary like Joe Biden? Is Joe Biden so weak and so afraid that he can't speak out and say, call off those trials? You don't need to do it? No. According to Trump and according to a lot of people, Joe Biden's Attorney General Merrick Garland is behind it. This is what they say. Just telling you what's in the news, you know, you read it in the news and you say, I don't know, it's kind of a, heat is on Columbia president, they may fire her. She doesn't know what to do. She's worried. She don't know what to do. She's probably getting threats. Maybe she will retire. She looks like maybe she's just confused. But this happened overnight. You know, AOC, the Cortez up there, the congresswoman, she's all behind it. She thinks it's a great thing that they're shutting down a college. She thinks it's a great thing that everybody goes home and the kids can't go to college. She thinks that's wonderful. The barmaid from Scarsdale, who made it rich in Washington, AOC, came from a rich family. Came from a very wealthy family up in Scarsdale, Westchester County, and she's, well, I don't know if you think a rich family. She became a bartender, and now she got into politics, very powerful girl, but she, a congresswoman, very powerful. She may take the place of Nancy Pelosi someday. Nancy Pelosi worth millions of dollars, you know? $35 trillion and counting. In debt, the American swamp. How are we ever going to pay that back? China's looking at us. North Korea's looking at us. Trump says if he gets in office, he can have the Ukraine-Russian war over in one day. This is what he says. He says he can go out and help deport many of these people that came into the country illegally. But I'll guarantee one thing he will do. He will close the border. The border will be shut down. And people that want to come into America will have to come through a different system, a system that worked for many, many years. We can't have an open border and have a country. You won't have a country. The country will be totally no country, no border, no country. Americans know that. We see them at the border come across. We see the gang, the crowds. We see all the people. But then they disappear. Well, there's a lot of acres in this country, a lot of places you can go. I don't know where they go. I don't know if they really bettered themselves by coming here and being under the control of these people that are bringing them here. Somebody's controlling them. You know, I don't know if the Catholic charities or whoever's in charge is good to these people. I don't know anything about them. Most Americans don't. Most Americans don't even ask. They say they're going to start squatting in houses, the squatters. I don't think it's just them, but I think that's just another law that they've got in America where you can go into a house, I guess, if you're in there a certain amount of days, they can't kick you out. A lot of politicians think that a lot of these immigrant people from other countries, people that are coming across the border illegally, should maybe move into your house, open up your house. But do you see any of these politicians opening their houses? Do you think Barack Obama, the acting president under Joe Biden, which I believe he is, you think he would open one of his houses up to anybody? Does anybody remember when Governor DeSantis had a brainstorm and he said, I'm going to send some illegals up to Martha's Vineyard? Does anybody remember that? I remember when the migrants went in there and they walked around the town, the village in Martha's Vineyard. They were kicked out of that island quick. They weren't there very long. maybe 48 hours. So bring them into this country. Put them somewhere as long as we don't have to see them. Someday, maybe we'll get them to vote for us because we'll give them some money. We'll let them live in a free country. They're coming from communist countries, many of them. They say Venezuela, they're opening up the prisons and sending them up. Not sure if that's true, but that's what they say. Like Trump says, they're not sending the best. They're not sending the best. America needs the best to come in here if they're going to be immigrating. The best. What is the best? It's a system. I didn't write the system. I didn't write the law, but it's worked for many, many years. You know, I'm sure a lot of people don't agree with it, but do you agree with the way it's working right now where they're coming across the border by the thousands? In Texas, he's trying to stop them, Governor Abbott. He's trying to stop the madness at the border, but they're coming through California, Arizona, all through the country, all throughout the country. Who's going to teach these people's kids if they don't have a place to live? Who's going to give them medical? I talked to somebody that went to the emergency room in New York a couple weeks ago and had to stay kind of in the emergency room. Couldn't get a room for like, I don't know, 18 hours because the hospital must have been backed up. Not sure why. They don't really tell you why, but how are they going to educate a lot of these people? And if they don't learn English, many of them won't. I mean, they're going to have to live in a family where they can, they're going to have to get Spanish teachers, I guess, or Chinese teachers, or wherever they come from. They're coming from all over. 100 different countries people are coming from. Illegally. Joe Biden doesn't, you know, he's oblivious. They want open borders, it seems like. Nothing ever like this has ever happened before, and he's only been president for 3 years, so do you want to have him for another 4 years? Do you want to see Joe Biden get inaugurated again in January of 2024? Would you like to see that? Is that something that people are looking out to see? 727-441-3000. 727-441-3000. He wants to raise the taxes. He wants to change the whole tax system, Joe Biden. He says he's going to go after anybody making over $400,000, but I know he's going to go the other way too, because they're spending so much money on these wars and on this immigration problem that they're going to have to get the money from the American people. So Joe Biden wants to plan a way to raise the taxes and send out people to make sure you pay your taxes. It's not working. It's not working under Joe Biden, the country. The country's going backwards. Progressives think we're progressing forward. Yeah, we're progressing backwards. In other words, we're regressing. We're going backwards in the country right now. The country is hurting. It's hurting right now under Joe Biden. But it's a beautiful country. It's the greatest country anybody could live in. In fact, these people that are coming here are probably realizing it, but they're never going to get the American dream if they've got to live under the government, if they've got to live under the government's programs. They're never going to have a dream. They're never going to have a business, a legal business. They're never going to be able to do the things that other people do in America that come in legally that can do it, you know? Maybe there won't be any law and order if Joe Biden gets reelected. Maybe that'll just keep going. And we'll be the, if you have a, if you're legal, you'll be wrong. But we got, Trump went into that bodega down in Harlem last week. He went there. He went to Chick-fil-A, too, in Atlanta. He's going to these places. Like, after the trial in New York, he went to the bodega in Harlem, and they were there cheering him, saying, "We love you, Donald Trump." He went into the bodega where the guy got beat, and the guy that shot the one that was beating him up, shot him, and he got thrown in jail by Alvin Bragg, and Donald Trump went in there to see the family and shook their hands, and he, you know, he had a, he probably had a, maybe a Diet Coke, and then he went to Chick-fil-A, and he bought people, I think, Sundays, 40 Sundays, he said. And you got any more clips there, Juan? Maybe we'll play another clip, and I can rest my voice for a minute. If you want to call us, 727-441-3000.
Any legal proceeding, such as the one we're witnessing right now. And again, they want to do not only, they don't want to have not only this case, but other cases to go after Trump. We've talked about it before, and I apologize. This is all to hurt Trump politically, and they will do anything. And this judge, I think he's compromised. It'll be quite interesting to see what his ruling will be on the gag order.
You think the judge is compromised?
He's compromised because he should have been recused from this case. He was placed in this position to inflict this type of political damage to Trump. And I'll tell you right now, he cannot be impartial given the fact of his daughter, given the fact of his situation with the district attorney and how he was selected for this particular case.
You know, I mentioned before, I mean, it feels like legal terrorism. It really does, because I'm still looking for the victim. I'm still looking, as we have in these other cases, I'm still looking for any sort of fairness in this process. He's within the gag order confines, and they want to go after him. And then they were so contentious. I don't know if you got to see some of the coverage that we had this morning, but the judge was contentious, reportedly, with the defense, telling them to hurry up, but then giving the prosecution as much time as they needed. Your last quick thought on that, we'll move forward.
Oh, very simply, the judge is hostile to President Trump. He has a dislike towards President Trump. And I'll tell you right now, the fix is in.
Well, the fix is in. The fix is in. This is Leo Terrell. He's an attorney that is a big Trump supporter, loves Trump. And the judge in the case is scolding Trump's lawyers. They've got a gag order on Donald Trump. They're going to decide maybe tomorrow if they're going to start fining him $1,000 every sentence he says or whatever. They're pulling all these rabbits out of the hat. The hat is filled with rabbits. And Alvin Bragg and Letitia James and Fannie Willis and Jack Smith and all the other ones that are out to get Trump one day will look back and will say, well, they didn't get him. They didn't get him, I don't believe. Because America's got Donald Trump's back. You know, maybe the politicians don't. Maybe they're afraid of him. Maybe they think Donald Trump is a threat to their personal lives. Why did Mike Pence leave Donald Trump and write a book? Why did he? Who knows? I don't know. But why is somebody like Ben Carson, the doctor, the brain surgeon, why did he stay with Trump? Why have so many people stayed with Trump? A lot of people support Donald Trump. General Flynn, many people, a lot of people support Donald Trump. January 6th, Ashley Babbitt, shot and killed. The only one that died January 6th. But look at the trials they had. Look at the hearings they had with Liz Cheney and how they tried to, you know, just paint a bad picture and blame Trump. Donald Trump, who said to march peacefully to the White House, and it got out of control. And there's a lot of conspiracy theories about what happened there. A lot of people went to jail. A lot of people right now are getting out of jail that were in jail for years in the gulags of Washington, D.C., which people say call it. They want to send Donald Trump to jail. They want to send him to jail for something that shouldn't even be in court right now because of the statute of limitations. Because of the statute of limitations, they're using a man like Michael, the lawyer, trying to paint Trump into a place where Donald Trump was stealing money from his campaign or whatever they're saying. This is what they're trying to say. And in New York City, in that court system, everyone on the jury was picked the other day. They're all there, the jurors and the alternate jurors, and they wouldn't even let Donald Trump go to his son Barron's graduation. They would not let him go to his high school graduation. People, there's something wrong There's something wrong in America right now, and this can go on. And we can't do much about it right now, but we can at the voting booth. We can go down to the voting booth, and we can vote for Donald Trump. We can vote for change. We can vote for change and give Donald Trump a Republican Congress as well. Maybe you're mad. Maybe you're upset with Congress right now. If you're a Trump supporter, maybe you're upset with what they're doing. But it's still going to be better for Donald Trump to have a Republican congressional backers on the Republican side, like to have the advantage in the Congress. And maybe even the Senate. Maybe they'll even win the Senate, the Republicans, this year. Maybe it'll be a clean red sweep. That would be great if Donald Trump had the Republican Congress and the Republican Senate so he can get more things done. Give him another chance, another 4 years for Donald J. Trump. What do you got to lose? What do you got to lose if you vote for Donald Trump? What do you got to gain if you vote for Joe Biden? Do you want more of the high gas prices? Do you want more of the inflation? Do you want more of the open borders? Do you want more of the wars all over the world going on? Do you want more of the military being disgraced with all the different things that they're letting happen in the military? I don't think you do. I don't think American people do. I think American people want to see the country come back, because there's people in this country, there's great people in this country. Whether you live in Florida, whether you live in the Midwest or Northeast, out West, Texas, all over this country. How can you blame Governor Abbott, the governor of Texas, for trying to defend a border that is not being defended by the federal government? How can you blame him for not going along with Joe Biden's open border policy? How? It's working a little. It's working a little right now. He's stopping some of the problems. The only ones that are making money are on this. And the fentanyl. What about the fentanyl? The people that are dying. Thousands a month. Maybe 100,000 people will die of drug overdoses, fentanyl, this year, because it's coming across an open border. And the child trafficking and all the other things that are going on right now in America because of Joe Biden. Do you want 4 more years of that? I don't think you do. Kamala Harris, do you want her someday to become president? If Joe Biden doesn't last, gets sick, leaves the office, if he won again? Do you want that? Or would you want a fresh Donald Trump, fresh start? He knows the system now. He knows it a little better than he did back in 2016. He knows probably who he can trust and who he can't trust. He knows that he is in it to win it. He's in it to make America better. He's in it to make America safe. He's in it to make America thrive again. He wants gas prices down below $2 a gallon. He's made a lot of promises, but he kept a lot of promises when he was the president. His promises he kept. He was the president that kept his promise, and he was the president that went into office, gave his money away, gave his $400,000 a year paycheck away, and he was the only president ever that came out of office worth less than he was when he went into office. But he's getting it back. A lot of it's going to come back. I think Truth Social, they say he's going to sell that, maybe. Who knows how many billions of dollars he'll make on that. He could have stayed a businessman. He'll tell the story about, I could have stayed just as a businessman and never gotten involved in this, but he didn't. He got into politics. He's not a politician. People say if you don't want to be a politician, don't get into politics. And Donald Trump tried to steer clear of it. But I think he gained a lot of friends that do like him and love him and see what he's doing and are going to follow him right back to Pennsylvania Avenue. He'll have a great administration. A lot of people. Who's going to be the vice president? Who's going to be his vice president? Does anybody know? Does anybody have an inkling? There's a lot of people on the list, but Donald Trump is holding that card close to his to himself. Hasn't given it out yet. He's going to get through these trials. America's going to come back, and America's going to be greater than it's ever been before under an administration of Donald J. Trump. That's what I believe, and that's my hope. We're on every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 here at Tan Talk Radio Network. And we've got a lot to talk about. So think about what I'm saying, and if you want to hear the podcast, it'll be up on the Tan Talk Radio podcast, Tan Talk Radio, 1340 AM, 106.1 FM, one of the oldest radio stations in the country, I believe. You know, great radio station. And I think that we're lucky to have a radio station like here where we can talk on the airwaves. A lot of things have been suppressed, but you got to talk. You got to get engaged. You got to get involved. But most of all, you gotta vote. And I guess Juan is going to take me out with that Only in America song, because we got Robert of Nostalgic Radio and Cars standing on deck. Not sure what he's going to talk about. I see he's got Bobby with him tonight. So, oh, there's Bobby. And he's here. So we're going to be going out with that beautiful song by Jay Black and Jay and the Americans. You know, one of the great songs. We've been playing it ever since the show started. It's been a while. Yeah, on and off, 10 years. But don't have as many shows as Robert. But we're getting there. And I got to keep going. And I don't know what Bobby's going to talk about tonight, but it's going to be about cars, gas engines. I'm sure it's not going to be electric cars. It's going to be gasoline engines. And great country we live in. The heat is on in Colombia. The president of Colombia looks like she's going to probably have to step down. If she goes before Stefanik next week, the congresswoman, she probably will step down, and she will be toast, and then there'll be somebody else that'll probably be just as bad, because the liberals are running the countries, the colleges, and the colleges are under a lot of attack right now from the kids, you know, and it's a shame because of the country. I guess we're still going. We're still going. Okay, I'm going to talk to the end. I guess we're running out of. So, anyway, I just want to talk about the ride to the beach. Don't go on Saturday. Don't go on Sunday. Maybe go during the week. And there's the song. Turn it up a little, Juan. Yeah, going out on that song. And we are doing great in Florida under Governor DeSantis. Not sure why he tried to run against Trump, but he's back. He's back, and he said the other day he's going to support Trump. He's going to support him. So a lot of these people will support him because he's a winner, and America wants to have a winner. Thank you, Juan, for the show, and thank you for all you do. God bless America.